Well, no, it was. I didn't have an inkling about it, but when he told me about it, I was excited. You know, it's a great opportunity, and looking forward to it.
You said that your relationship with Aaron Rodgers is a big part of making this move. Can you describe that relationship?
Well, I mean, we've spent a lot of time together over the years, especially prior to the most recent CBA, where we have a very extensive off-season voluntary program. And we'd spend 6 to 8 weeks meeting daily for 4 to 6 hours a day, either, you know, in the meeting room or on the practice field doing some individual drills designed especially for quarterbacks. So, and that was that started in Aaron's second year, my first year here. So we've gotten to know each other. We know how each other, how we work, and know how to affect each other positively. So it's been a long-term relationship, and it's been good.
He's referred to you as a friend before. I assume that is the way you would see that relationship. Is that, does that make it easier to work closer together? Are there challenges because of that?
Well, one of the things we have always said when we've started the quarterback school, even way back, is you know, it's important that you can talk about things, you can disagree about things without being disagreeable. But once a decision is made, you know, it's our decision and we move forward. And oftentimes it's, you know, Aaron's idea, because I mean, the people who play the game have a different perspective. And they know what things they can do and what things they like. Other times it's been a coach's decision, but when you do make a final decision about how you want to move forward, everyone has to be on the same page.
How smooth of a transition can that be, Tom? I mean,
pardon me?
How smooth of a transition can that be, because you've been here, Mike's still here?
Well, it'll be a smooth transition. I think Mike said in his press conference that the day-to-day operation when the players are here, it's not going to be a whole lot different for them. They're not going to notice a whole lot of different changes. I've always spent, excuse me, I've always gone to the quarterback meetings, and so that's not going to change. So it's not going to be a big deal from that standpoint.
But in the last 15 seasons, Mike's called plays in the NFL. What's it mean to you that he trusts you to take that over for him?
Well, I'm thankful he has that confidence in me. And as I said, it's a great opportunity. I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to try to make it work to as much as possible.
Tom, does much change with I mean, you guys have been really successful offensively, points, yards, you name it. Mm-hmm. Does much change with you calling the plays?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Mike and I, along with the other guys on the staff, see the game the same way. We approach the game the same way. As far as what we're going to do, getting ready for the game, things aren't going to change that much. So hopefully we can develop a plan collectively to put players in a position to be successful, and then when they have the opportunity to make a play, they make a play.